Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by ADM Superintendent Greg Dufault. Greg, thank you so much for joining me today.
It's good to talk to you today, Joe.
So we have a lot to discuss regarding the most recent ADM school board meeting, and I wanted to start by getting the latest on the continuous learning, the voluntary learning that you guys have been doing, and how you feel like that's been going.
Well, one of the things that we are routinely sharing with our board are our participation numbers. The way we measure participation is going to vary by building, you know, based on the differing circumstances, for example, between a 5 or 6 year old versus a high school student, number of courses that they're in, etc. Our participation numbers to date are not only really, really strong, but are actually improving over the last several weeks. So on that particular account, we couldn't be more thrilled. So our students are largely engaged, and the work they're being asked to do is, it looks like school. So we're really proud of our teachers and our kids for staying so engaged, even as the weather improves and spring moves closer to summer. So as we talked about participation numbers with our board and shared those specifically for each building, I also had Chad Frericks, our director of technology, share more background in how we approached our concerns when we went to fully distance learning, students' access to internet and devices. And Chad and his team have done a tremendous job of identifying students and families who had access issues to internet or even to devices. On the device end, you know, we're a one-to-one school in grades 3 through 12. You know, so especially our 6 through 12 students had a Chromebook. Our 3 through 5 students, we had a Chromebook for each student, but they were typically left at the building. So Chad executed a process along with Jody at DeSoto to allow parents to come and retrieve a Chromebook for the kids to use during this closure period. And then at the elementary, we've issued some devices to parents who need them as well. So that has really went well. It's been a ton of effort, and we're really proud of how we've tried to address the needs of our families with this unanticipated closure.
For sure. Now, looking forward, obviously you hope to be in buildings next year, but do you feel like you've kind of laid the groundwork for the potential if you do have to continue to do this sort of education?
Yes, Joe, very much so. That has been our approach to this, really, from when we entered into the second closure period, and we knew this would be longer than the initial 3 weeks. We were developing a plan that we wanted to be able to improve upon over the course of this spring, that if we need to utilize distance learning in the fall, whether it's at the start of the year, whether it's at some other point in case there's another spike or another need for a closure, that we can do it and do it really well. So we really feel optimistic in the midst of this really difficult time that if we need this, we can do it again in the fall and do it even better.
Absolutely. Now, as far as the meeting itself was concerned, you had an action item regarding open enrollment. And unfortunately for people who want to join the ADM school district, moving to one of the cities is still the only option right now, correct?
It is. This would be the fourth year in a row in 2020 and 2021 that the board did decide to close open enrollment. It's been a hard decision. We don't prefer to have it be this way, but it's a strategy that allows us to control to some degree our enrollment growth and allows us to protect our class sizes, especially in advance of our new building. You know, we'll assess to a deeper level over the course of next year as to what our approach to open enrollment should be in 2021 when the new building does open. So a difficult decision, but one we felt necessary to do in order to manage our growth.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned the new elementary building, which is scheduled to be open for that 2021 school year. So give us the latest on the progress of that project.
We had a construction meeting a week ago, a little more so maybe, where we got a full progress report, and the month of April was a good one. You know, the weather largely was very good. I know we had a small snowstorm in the middle of that, but the contractors report that they were able to really utilize the month of April, and the site work was largely done in that month. And now, you know, they're starting to work on footings and really get the building going vertical. So it's off to a great start. So we couldn't be more pleased with the weather and the progress. And we look forward to watching the building go up as the weeks get warmer.
For sure. Now, a project on a smaller scale than that one that's going to be going on here in the summer is concrete work at the high school and middle school. Talk a little bit about that project.
Yeah, it's fairly large concrete improvements. We have some issues at some of our entrances at the high school and middle school, and some stairways that just need to be torn out and replaced. We have that settling and, you know, some unsafe zones that we need to address. So even at the middle school, you know, that addition was completed in 2006. So, you know, some of the concrete is pushing 15 years old. So it's just a fairly large concrete improvement that we feel is necessary this year. So we're excited to be able to get that done this summer.
For sure. And along with that, on the middle school side, at least, it's also going to be sort of setting the table for the Tiger statue, correct?
It is. It is. Thank you for reminding me of that. Yes, we'll be able to include the area for the pad that the Alumni Association is paying for and providing the unbelievable tiger that we're seeing some production pictures, and we're really excited about that. So we can't wait to see that go up this fall. So yes, that will include the area where the pedestal will be for the new tiger.
All right. Well, just a few more things I want to ask you about today. Starting with this week, you've been recognizing your school board's efforts with School Board Appreciation Week. Talk about their importance and the importance of recognizing their contributions.
Yeah, I mentioned a few things Monday night at the board meeting, and as I mentioned, they kind of want me to hurry through those kind of things, but they're a special group, quite frankly, and that is all the more apparent during this, you know, unprecedented time of school closure due to the COVID crisis. And, you know, the leadership that they've demonstrated in the midst of this time is really unbelievable. They've had to make a great many difficult decisions in a complex time. And, you know, their leadership has been stable. It's been full of wisdom. And, you know, their leadership matters significantly. And the amount of time they put in as unpaid elected volunteers is remarkable. And I just really appreciate them. And their leadership matters so much to the school district and the students that we serve. So they are a special group, and it's fun to honor them this week.
All right. One last question I have for you. What is the latest on the graduation and honoring the class of 2020?
You know, that was another major effort that all districts in Iowa have been trying to come around. You know, there's a variety of approaches to this in the state, even in central Iowa. And we'll have a small celebration of sorts on Friday, May 22nd, would be the last of our Friday night lights. And that drive around the stadiums and the fields with the stadiums lit, you know, will be in honor of our graduates. You know, so we hope to see all of our seniors in that and those that want to show them support to join in that drive, because graduation was set initially for May 24th. You know, our efforts have been around to see if we could delay long enough to be able to get something that's close to a traditional graduation ceremony. That's what our seniors and their parents desire, if at all possible. And so we're just trying to really buy time. So we don't know what it's going to look like in late June, but we have a date set for June 28th to have a traditional graduation. And if that's not able to happen then, we plan on delaying again until a little later in July to see what the conditions are. Then at that point, we'll do whatever we can that's allowable to have a graduation ceremony that's as close as traditional as possible. So we're excited that we have those plans in place, and we're just hopeful that we can do some things that can bring people together to celebrate our seniors.
Absolutely. Well, ADM Superintendent Greg Dufault, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
You know, again, we are trying to be very aware of the circumstances that the pandemic has presented for our parents, and they've been very supportive. They're doing all they can to assist their children to participate in the school, the educational opportunities that we're offering when things are really kind of upended for everybody. People are working from home, or maybe perhaps have lost jobs, or, you know, there's just a lot of struggle right now. So in the midst of all of this, I'm grateful for our parents for their support and all they're doing for their kids.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today and for all the information. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe. It's always great to talk to you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Greg Dufault. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.